I would like to explain about the status of business in the Japan region. I will start with this slide. This is the focus area for this fiscal year, and I'm showing you this slide once again just to go over this again. In the enterprise business, there was a global press release which started on the 3rd of July for this business. So we are refocusing on attack surface risk management, ASRM, and also XDR. And below that, you can see a whole range of different sensors. According to a third party like Gartner, well, meshed architecture is necessary, according to them, for security, because different things are connected, and there are so many sensors being required. But we have been working for 35 years as an antivirus company, which means that we already have many sensors, and we are also able to integrate all of them. So this is a huge advantage for Trend Micro. And depending on the environment of existing users, the hybrid environment, we can also provide XDR. So for the enterprise business, we will be very strongly focused on XDR. We want to promote the use of XDR, and that in turn will visualize the company's risk through attack surface risk management. There are regulations that you need to comply with, and in the Western countries, for example, Europe, cybersecurity report has to be done within 72 hours, otherwise there's a penalty. In the United States, it should be within 24 hours. There is no such regulation for Japan, but many vendors claim to be able to do this, but they're unable to. However, our platform can do this in a speedy and efficient manner within 72 hours or 24 hours. Reporting, visualization, all of this is possible. We have a huge advantage, which we will be talking about. Now, with regard to consumer business, we want to achieve a 25% outside of PC, so beyond device security. We will be delivering more valued services, and this is the focus of our transformation. And this is a second quarter progress for the enterprise business. The first point is cybersecurity platform penetration. Compared to the end of last fiscal year, we have seen a 17% increase in the number of large enterprises using our XDR. Japan is lagging behind the US and Europe, but the number is definitely going up. And also of note, our focus customers now have projects, including top management, and we are engaging in dialogue with these enterprises projects. And as Kevin has mentioned today, CrowdStrike or Cybereason users even are coming back to us or converting to us. So XDR and Vision One are really driving such replacements. XDR and Vision One users are definitely seeing a new value or more new values, which means that the annual trading volume per customer is growing at 36% year-on-year. So Vision One and XDR are definitely generating new values, and enterprises need to visualize company risks, especially large enterprises have this responsibility to the society, and they definitely need to do this. And this movement has started in Europe and the United States, and it's also coming to Japan. driving the growth. And the second bullet point here is managed XDR service. We are increasing the number of partners. And Trend Service One is directly provided as a service from us, and Japan was lagging behind, but we made an announcement in June. In the middle of June and before the end of the month, we already had two or three contracts with a direct service provided by Trend Micro. So the environment is becoming more complex, and cybersecurity has to be supported by expertise, and efficiency is becoming more important. And this is why this is happening.
Beyond device security, meaning
for the consumer market, or beyond device security, we have seen this kind of growth in Japan. And as you know, we have large consumer sales in Japan. And for each quarter, we have continued to grow so that for our consumer business, so 10% is represented by this. And we're seeing constant growth in beyond device security. There are several challenges which we faced. For example, for smartphones, the prices are a bit high, but we have quite a few features. And so, in regard to the revenue per customer, we have solidly continued to increase. And we have home network security, which is a subsidiary of Kyushu Electric. Now, our routers have been incorporated for services to be deployed, and we have also enhanced our support services. We have now email that introduces the utilization, and we're able to look at the increasing the track record of this. We're also preparing a diagnostic service for security measures. And on a sampling basis, we have done this to some customers. And we have been able to understand better the situation. So we have gotten a lot of feedback about having regular services like this deployed. And so therefore, we're making the preparations for services here to be provided. And right now, there are a lot of cases of fraud in Android talking about memory lacking. And there has been spam mail that has been sent to customers about lack of memory. And so therefore, we have focused upon this. And we have implemented measures in this regard. So in our consumer business, we have been increasing the percentage represented by our newer initiatives. And with that, I would like to close off my presentation. Thank you.